In 1521, at the Diet of Worms, Martin Luther was asked to recant his writings. Luther responded, "Unless I am convinced from the sacred scriptures that I am in error, I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen." Will you stand with us as we proclaim these Reformation truths in the 21st century? You can take your stand by becoming a monthly or annual contributor to Issues Etc. To find out how you can become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron, check out the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us proclaim the solas of the Reformation, Scripture, faith, grace, and Christ alone. Here we stand, Issues Etc., and you.
President of the United States, the Vice President of the United States, come to the annual prayer breakfast, which began under the Eisenhower administration, and for 58 consecutive years, the President of the United States has attended.
It really is a chance to reflect as a nation on this intersection of faith and politics.
We become absorbed with our abstract arguments, our ideological disputes, our contests for power, and in this Tower of Babel, we lose the sound of God's voice.
The speaker here was Mother Teresa. She gave a strong address against abortion. And then she asked to see me. And I thought, oh dear.
I like the kind of informal model of a youth organization called Higher Things. They say when we worship, we worship. When we work. When we play. And we don't confuse the three. I think that's a good principle for Christians. This weekend, we play. Not we, but we get to watch a lot of people play and enjoy it. The Super Bowl is coming up, obviously, this weekend. We'll be talking about the Super Bowl here for the first few minutes of this hour of Issues, Etc. Greetings and welcome. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We'll begin talking the Super Bowl with NFL Hall of Famer Roger Worley. Then we'll remember, along with the rest of the church, Jacob the Patriarch. Dr. Andrew Steinman will be our guest. We'll conclude today's program, Playing Issues, Etc., Soundbite of the Week. It's Friday afternoon, February the 5th. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can email us right here in the studio for this entire next hour. Talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can always Twitter us at @issuesetc. Joining us to talk about the upcoming Super Bowl, live from Miami, Roger Worley, Hall of Fame cornerback for the St. Louis Cardinals, and a good friend of Issues Etc. Roger, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Well, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Describe the atmosphere down there in Miami.
Well, I think everybody, you know, you see the in the stores and the Super Bowl paraphernalia for sale. And, you know, I've been to one of the golf tournaments that we've had down here with the players who are down here not playing in the Super Bowl. We have a charity fundraising golf tournament. And obviously all the people that we play with there at that golf tournament are excited and down here for the Super Bowl and just ready for it to happen.
How do the players getting ready to play remain focused in any way whatsoever with all the hoopla surrounding this game?
Well, I wish personally that I knew that, but it's just like any big game. You know, having not made it to the Super Bowl, you know, you come to a big game. You know, once you hit the field and you start warming up, I mean, all that stuff kind of goes away. Once you step foot on the gridiron, you know, it's just like another game. And once you, especially after you get the first hit of the game, all that other stuff just kind of fades away, and it's a football game. And that's what they have to remember. Obviously, a game like this has so many distractions the week before, because there's events that the players have to go to, whether it's the news media and all the people that, you know, they have to get tickets for and all of those things. But like I say, once they hit the field, I think it's just going to be another football game, and I'm looking forward to a great one with these two teams. They're both, you know, high-octane offenses and two great quarterbacks that are able to get things done when they need to. So I think it's going to be a great game.
I did hear a little disappointment in your voice just a minute ago. How disappointing is it for you that you never got a chance to play in the Super Bowl?
Well, certainly that's something that every year when you go to training camp, every team thinks they have a shot at winning the division and then getting into the playoffs. We were able to do that a few years and get to the playoffs, but just never won the playoff games to get us into the championship game or the Super Bowl. So it is disappointing. I think in the mid-70s, under Don Coryell, we had a great Cardinal team. We won the division a couple years in a row and really had a chance of going all the way. But just, as I say, couldn't get past those playoff games. I think if we could have kept that team together a few more years and with Coach Coryell, but that didn't happen. He left the Cardinals and went out to San Diego and had a great career with them out there.
How big of an advantage do the Colts have since they were down there winning the Super Bowl 3 years ago?
Well, I think it's certainly an advantage. There's no doubt about that. How big it is, it's hard to say. You know, having been through it before, having won a Super Bowl before, they know what it takes and they know what to expect. For the Saints, a lot of them, it's you know, every step and every day is something new. So it's not something that they've seen before or that you really know what's going to happen until you go through it. So there is a little bit of difference there. But as I say, once all the jitters are gone, and you know, it just depends on who executes on the football field and who makes the fewest mistakes, and which team can you know, execute their game plan like they've planned in the weeks of preparation.
A question via Twitter from Steve in Tennessee. He asks, being the original shutdown corner, how do you think these two defenses stop both high-powered quarterbacks?
Well, it's going to be tough. I think the offenses of both of these teams have the advantage. They've been able to score when they've needed to. You know, you look at Drew Brees and you look at Peyton Manning, and both of those guys have excellent quarterback ratings. And like I say, they're the best in the business about getting it done offensively. So I look for them to both do well. I look for both offenses to be able to score. It's just a matter of, as I said before, who makes the fewest mistakes and who can execute their game plan that can stop them. I think it's going to be an exciting game.
It's got to be extra pressure for the Saints going the first time after so many years.
Well, sure, yeah. You know, they hadn't been there before, so you may think it's extra pressure, but Drew Brees is a pretty cool character, you know, so we'll see what happens.
So what are the keys to the game for the Saints to begin with?
Well, I think it's for both teams, really, not since both teams have high-powered offenses. I think it's the elimination of the big plays. You know, make them use time to score. Both offenses will probably score, but if they do it quickly, it's going to be tough for the other team to come back. And neither team wants to get behind more than a touchdown or two, because certainly when those defenses know that they're going to have to pass to catch up, that gives the that gives the momentum to the defense, and when you have that, then you can pass rush a little better, knowing that the other team's not going to run and all those things, which gives the advantage to the defense. But we'll just have to see.
As a former cornerback, how do you prepare for a great quarterback? And you're right, these are two great quarterbacks. How do you prepare?
Well, just like you do anybody, really. I mean, as a cornerback, and you saw what can happen in Indianapolis against the Jets. They were so focused to stopping the Jets' run, they got beat with two long pass plays, which should never happen against the Jets, and that kept the Jets in the game longer than they should have been against the Colts in the playoff game. So you can't let that happen as a defensive corner. You have to expect that every play is going to be a pass play in your direction, and just worry about covering your man. Your secondary's responsibility is in the run department. So just worry about that. Keep your head about you, and don't get fooled on a big play.
Who do you favor on Sunday?
Well, I think, as I say, I think it's going to be a great game. I think it could go either way, but if I had to bet, I guess I'd say the Colts, because they've been so successful. They have the advantage of having been there before, and, you know, Manning is such a great quarterback and such a great team leader as far as evaluating the defense at the line of scrimmage and then changing the play if he needs to so that it can be to his advantage rather than the defensive advantage. So I think the nod goes to Indianapolis a little more.
Did you ever play against his father, Archie Manning?
Oh, yeah. Not that much. I mean, obviously they weren't in our division. I don't even remember if we were – how many times that I played them or what, but we were in the league at the same time.
How would you compare, having played against his dad, how would you compare Archie Manning to his son, Peyton?
Well, I think the game's a lot different as far as what Peyton has the opportunity to do at the line of scrimmage. He's obviously a lot taller quarterback. He can see the field so much better than a lot quarterback. I think he's 6'6", which gives him a great advantage of seeing the field and being able to throw over the defensive linemen that are coming in on him. And for a quarterback, that's a huge advantage. And the other advantage I believe he has is he really has a free rein, seems to, of the offense. And calls a lot of audibles when he feels that the play that's called from the sideline is just not quite what it should be, or if a defense gives him something new to look at when he comes to the line of scrimmage. He does a lot of direction from there, which gives him an advantage over the defense.
So do you predict a high-scoring game or a low-scoring game on Sunday?
Well, I'd have to predict that there will be plenty of points scored, and hopefully it will be a close game also. I'm looking forward to that being a close game, and one of those games like last year when the Cardinals were in it is – who had the ball last is going to win.
Roger Worley is a good friend of Issues Etc., Hall of Fame cornerback for the St. Louis Cardinals. He joins us live from Miami, home of Super Bowl 44. Roger, thank you very much for being our guest.
Oh, no problem. I enjoyed talking with you, and looking forward to a great Super Bowl game.
And give our best to Gale.
I sure will.
All right, when we come back, we're going to remember, along with the church, Jacob the patriarch, pivotal figure in the Old Testament, also known as Israel. We'll find out why. Dr. Andrew Steinman will be our guest right after this.
Ah, the sounds of rich liturgy and historic Christian worship. What a way to spend a Sunday morning. At Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstadt, Illinois, you'll find authentic Christianity as you hear the preaching of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of your sins. Come, join us Sunday mornings at 9 and Monday evenings at 7:30, and find out more about Trinity Lutheran Church, Millstadt, Illinois, at trinitymillstadt.org.
These days, value affords me a new attitude. It lets me appreciate that I can start my day with more than a $6 cup of coffee, and that I officially have permission to skip dinner out to spend time talking with my family over Casserole Inn. Concordia Publishing House offers Christian products that help me focus on what matters most. Visit any of the 3 Concordia bookstores downtown in Kirkwood and on the campus of Concordia Seminary in Clayton, or shop online at cph.org and find out what a new value attitude looks like in your life.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. St. John Lutheran, Springfield, Pennsylvania. Zion Lutheran, Detroit, Michigan. St. Paul's Lutheran, Long Beach, California. All Saints Lutheran, Charlotte, North Carolina. Redeemer Lutheran, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Shepherd of the Lake Lutheran, Garrison, Minnesota. Emmanuel Lutheran, Kansas City, Missouri. And Holy Cross Lutheran, St. Genevieve, Missouri. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click support. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. Journal. IssuesETC.org. Click Support. The Issues Etc. 300.